Good evening and welcome. Have you ever felt overwhelmed in trying to attempt to overcome a challenge or task in life? I think all of us have probably felt that at some point in life, either at work with a variety of tasks that an employer may ask us to accomplish by a certain deadline, maybe at school with a homework assignment that can seem very overwhelming at first, or maybe even within our own homes when our loved ones develop a serious illness. Our gospel account today describes the challenge of trying to feed a multitude of people with virtually nothing. With the exception of the resurrection of our Lord, the miracle that Jesus performs in feeding the 5,000 is the only miracle that is found in all four gospel accounts. Today, we hear of this miracle as told to us according to the Gospel of John. In John's Gospel, the feeding of the 5,000 is placed at the beginning of chapter 6. Over the course of the next several Sundays, our Gospel account will actually come from John chapter 6. This is a rather important chapter for us as Catholics, because in it is where we hear Jesus' famous discourse or teaching about the bread of life, about how it is He who is the bread of life. And it is this teaching of our Lord that serves as our defense of our belief that Jesus is truly present in a Eucharist that we celebrate here today. What I find interesting about John chapter 6 is how it begins with the crowds coming in search of Jesus. They were like sheep without a shepherd, as we heard mentioned in last week's gospel. However, by the end of chapter 6, the people will begin to walk away from Jesus. This crowd that was once so desirous to be with Him, because of all the physical healings that they had witnessed Him doing, they will eventually come to abandon Him. A possible reason why they come to abandon Him, and also to a certain degree, why it is that Jesus slips away from the crowd following the miracle of having fed them, is because this crowd, in desiring to make Him king, they do so because of their physical needs having been fulfilled. This is not why Jesus came into this world. It is true that Jesus can take care of our physical needs, as made evident by today's gospel account, but Jesus came to do much more than that for us. He also came to satisfy our spiritual needs as well. John 3:16 states that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish but might have eternal life. This is what Jesus came to do for us, to grant us the opportunity to attain eternal life with God. But the crowds didn't quite understand that yet. For them, they thought He came to take care of their physical needs, to fill their bellies. He didn't want this confusion to carry on, and so He slips away from them. And by the end of John chapter 6, Jesus will reveal to us how it is that we will attain this eternal life that God wants us to receive. This revelation of how it is that we may attain eternal life will, to a certain degree, be a type of challenge that the crowd of people will have to face and respond towards when a time comes. But for now, let us return back to the challenge of trying to feed the 5,000, which is most likely a vast underestimation by all accounts, because the number of people that Jesus actually fed that day could have easily been double, triple, even quadruple the 5,000. Because you see, typically, a census would be taken for the most part for the purpose of determining how much taxes one could raise or how many men were available for military service. Therefore, when we hear that there was 5,000 men, that's most likely just the number of men that were old enough and healthy enough for military service. That number would not include the women, the children, the elderly, who were also present that day. As we reflect on this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, let us ask ourselves, how do we respond to God in our lives when we face challenges? What we see in today's gospel in many ways is the reaction of three different distinct groups in response to what Jesus does, in response to the challenge that exists before them. Beginning with the first group, which primarily consisted of disciples, but in John's gospel, we are given the reaction of two specific disciples, being Philip and Andrew. In John's gospel, Andrew was one of the first of the two disciples to begin to follow Jesus. And Philip became a disciple the very next day after Andrew began to follow our Lord. In other words, these disciples have been with Jesus from the very beginning of his ministry, which by this point in John's gospel would have meant that they had been with Jesus now for more than a year. They have witnessed what Jesus can do, and they have witnessed Jesus performing miracles before them. Yet now, when faced with what appears to be an insurmountable challenge, they seem to struggle to turn towards our Lord for the answer of how to feed this crowd. Instead, Philip states that not even 200 days' wages would give each person in a crowd a bite of food to eat. In other words, even if they had a year's worth of income to spend on this one meal, it still would not provide enough food for all of those gathered there. To further point out the magnitude of this challenge that lies before them, Andrew points to a young boy who is there with them, who has just 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes with him. The reaction of this first group is one of a realistic hopelessness. It's understandable why they feel the way they do. Because really, as they look around, they say, we have nothing. Just a couple of loaves of bread, a couple of fish. What can that do for this crowd that stands before us? Now, the reaction of the second group to the challenge is kind of interesting. And I say it's a group, even though the truth is that it's actually the reaction of just one individual. And that is this boy that Andrew points towards. This boy stands before Jesus with what little he has, and he offers no objection to what Jesus is about to do. The 5 barley loaves, on one hand, they remind us of the events spoken of in our first reading today. But more importantly, though, for us to understand, is that barley loaves were the bread of the poor. Wheat bread was typically only eaten by the wealthy or on very special occasions. Therefore, these 5 barley loaves and 2 fish that this boy presents to Jesus, it is the meal of a poor person, of a poor family. This boy has very little to offer, and yet he offers what little he has, and in doing so, he himself will bear witness to an incredible miracle, which will begin to take place as Jesus first gives thanks to God the Father, and then Jesus will begin to reach into this little boy's basket of food and begin to take food out to feed the multitude that stands there. Imagine this little boy holding that basket, looking down, thinking, when's the food going to run out? It's bound to run out. How is that? He keeps pulling off of these loaves of bread, handing it off, and yet it remains, and he can continue to feed and feed. What must have it looked like in that basket for this young little boy? And what must have been going through the minds of the disciples? Because personally, if I was Andrew, I would start counting up how many people were being fed out of this basket. Because surely when Jesus got up to maybe about the 10th person at best, it would run out. I'd want to see what would he do at this point. And so, as I would start the count, I'd be anticipating what's going to happen now. But then all of a sudden we get past the 10th person, onto the 100th, onto the 1,000th, and it keeps going on and on until finally Jesus feeds the last person of the crowd. Everyone who is there has received their fill. And then if that's not enough, he turns to the disciples and says, go and gather up all the leftovers so that nothing goes to waste. Surely they can't be leftovers. And yet the disciples go amongst the crowd and they return with 12 baskets full of food. It is said that the 12 baskets may have been to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. That not only did Jesus feed those who were there, but that he also provided for those who would come later from the tribes of Israel. And what about the boy who offered the 5 loaves and 2 fish? What's going on in his mind and his heart? How is he looking upon Jesus? What kind of man is this that stands here before me? Now, how's about the reaction of the third and final group, the crowd? According to John's Gospel, it appears that the crowd did not recognize the miracle that was done until after everyone had had their fill and the disciples had collected the leftover fragments of food. Jesus was working the miracle amongst them, and yet they struggled to see it until after the fact. It wasn't until they looked back upon the event that they were finally able to see Jesus at work in their lives. Earlier I asked, how do we respond to God in our lives when we face challenges? All of us here today belong to one of these three groups. At times in our lives, we will go from belonging to one group to belonging to another group with the challenges that we come to face in life. We may face a challenge or a problem that we think is impossible for us to solve, and we feel just like the disciples Philip and Andrew had felt. Maybe it's the challenge of witnessing the failing health of a loved one. Maybe it's the challenge of struggling to find employment. Or maybe it's the challenge of finding the courage to enter into the confessional after years of being away from the sacraments. Whatever it may be, whatever challenge may lie before us, let us never forget that nothing is impossible for God to help us to overcome. Other times in life, we may find ourselves along the poor boy who just had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish to offer to God. And, you know, blessed be to those who witness miracles before their very eyes, like the boy did in today's gospel. What a wonderful gift that is to them, to see the work of God taking place before their very eyes. But the truth is that all too often, we may feel embarrassed by what little we can offer to Jesus. We may feel like we have nothing to offer. How can we come and give what little that we have? Yet even with the meal of a poor man, Jesus can feed thousands. So imagine what he could have done if he had the meal of a rich man that day. No matter what we can offer Jesus, whether it be great or small, Jesus can and he will use it in miraculous ways beyond our comprehension. And finally, the crowds. They didn't see the miracle until the end. How oftentimes do we wonder if God is at work within our lives, especially during some of those most intense challenges that we may face in our lives? Sometimes it's not until we begin to look back upon those moments that we begin to realize that God was there with us. He was there with us when we were struggling. He was there with us when we were suffering. He was in that hospital room. He was in that ER room. He was there with us. But yet, it's not until afterwards when we look back upon it, are we able to realize, like the crowds in today's gospel, that he was there. The one constant in all of this is Jesus' interaction with the various groups in today's gospel. Jesus is that one constant in all of our lives. And yet, it doesn't take much for us to lose sight of Jesus in our lives, especially when our focus is on our physical needs. The crowd focused on their personal physical needs. They were willing to make Jesus king because of how he satisfied their physical needs. But I wonder, what if this miracle had never taken place? What if the physical needs went unsatisfied, unanswered? Will we still want Jesus to be our king? Is our faith and trust in God strong enough to believe that he will take care of us regardless of the challenges we face in life? If not, then let us have the courage this day to turn to Him in prayer, to offer what little we have, and to ask Him to allow Him to increase our faith and belief in Him so that the next challenge we face is not so overwhelming. So the next challenge we face, we can realize that God is there with us. So that by believing in Him, we might have eternal life with Him when our time on this earth has passed.